All right, it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline Shop. Hundreds of Toyotas indoors, one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Well, a guy that we've known for a long time, a fellow Golden Bear, Michael Silver, sports columnist for the San Francisco Chronicle, got a brand new book out. It's going to be coming out here soon. He's the author of The Why Is Everything, Kyle Shanahan and His Coaching Tree, Sean McVay. Yes, Mike McDaniel, Raheem Morris, and Matt LaFleur. Michael, good morning, brother. How you doing?
Joe, so good to talk to you, man. I'm fired up about this book. I think Dolphin fans are going to love the Mike McDaniel stuff and really all of it. And, you know, just stoked to be on the phone with a fellow Golden Bear.
Well, listen, I do want to ask you about their chances against UM coming up here in, just a little more than a week from now. But I do want to ask you about Mike McDaniel. Not a lot of people spend a lot of time one-on-one with them. So what did you – I know you've known him even going back to the Bay Area as offensive coordinator for Kyle, but what are your thoughts and what do you see from him that's made him – I mean, he's a different dude, as you know.
Yeah, and I hate sharing him with the world now. And really, like, the earliest stages of this book were conversations I was having with Mike, back in 2018, 2017 – about this crew and how they've really changed the game and have done things differently. And, something about his origin story. There's a lot more in here about how improbable it is that this guy ended up as an NFL head coach. And then I think there's some stuff that Dolphin fans are going to be pretty blown away by about how hard Kyle Shanahan tried to keep him from leaving. And part of that was Mike felt like he was kind of under Kyle's thumb. And part of it even involved, some moves Kyle made around the time of the Dolphins interviews that, seemed like he was trying to have Mike stay in San Francisco at all costs. So, it's really cool that he got that chance. It was his first ever head coaching interview. Obviously, he'd been through some stuff, on the personal side and had overcome that. And, I know it hasn't been perfect, but I think everybody has seen glimpses of just how, on it this guy can be.
Yeah, so Michael, I got to ask you this question because I know people are thinking it right now, Dolphin fans that are listening to us, and that is, so Mike is real, real player-friendly. Calls them teammates. I mean, he is. Wants to the guys. We don't yell. We critique, but we build back up. Are all those guys from that group? Are they all pretty much that way? Sean McVay and Raheem Morris, Matt LaFleur, even Kyle Shanahan.
Actually, no. I mean, I think they're all a certain way in terms of creative thinking and being open to innovating and getting rid of established paradigms. And Joe, as you know, football's had a long tradition of just do it because it works. We do
right.
It this way because that's how
right.
It's always been done.
Correct.
And, they're kind of the opposite of that, which is amazing. But Mike is the most like that. And I will say this, that is very sincere. How many coaches have I talked to over the years, including some of these guys, where, when you get them over beers and you start talking about things, they'll go, this guy's driving me crazy, or this guy can't do this. Mike always invariably would be like, yeah, but let me tell you about what he can do. He runs the greatest slant route, and he'll sincerely glow. And, and I think part of that is because Mike is a scrappy kid who couldn't get on the field, even at Yale. Right. So I think he appreciates that it's really, really hard to do this stuff, and that, being able to make it to this level is an incredible achievement, and that there's got to be something there. So I can understand if Dolphin fans, right now with such high expectations are looking for any reason that it's not going the way they want. I think, unfortunately, the biggest reason we all know is the quarterback is out, and that sucks.
Yeah, no, listen, and the old concussion thing. I know you and I were talking during the break here a little bit about that whole thing. And, hey, I got to ask you, we talk about Kyle Shanahan a little bit. He's come up short a couple of times, including back here in Miami in one of those Super Bowls. I always tell everybody I think Kyle's the second or third best coach in the NFL. What about for you?
Yeah, I think he's a great coach, and the Super Bowl thing is kind of his, you know, it's part of his football tragedy right now, right? Like, he was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons, you know, Super Bowl 51.
Brady, yeah.
And, you know, the 28-3 lead, they had the 10-point lead in the middle of the fourth quarter in Miami for that Super Bowl against the Chiefs, and then they also had a 10-point lead in this most recent one, though it was a lot earlier, but, you know, obviously chances to win that Super Bowl. They've had a couple of crushing NFC Championship game losses in between those Super Bowls. So, yeah, it's a lot. And, you know, I guess his role model would be Andy Reid, who has now beaten them for the second time in the Super Bowl. But all those years, Andy Reid had these great teams and was regarded as a great coach, but had not won the big one.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, he's now, you know, trying to figure out how many rings is, like, you know, gross. Like, if I win 8, is that going to be gross? Or, should I try to win 9? I don't know. Maybe I'll win 7. I mean, and I think those are the thoughts that run through your head when you combine a coach and quarterback at that level. And obviously, Patrick Mahomes is, you know, on a level above everyone. But I do believe in Brock Purdy that Kyle Shanahan has his guy who he, you know, who can take him there now. In doing this book, I spent a bunch of time with Mike Shanahan in that 2022 offseason. And in the book, you'll see he keeps telling me about the 262nd pick of the draft because he's seen some OTA tape and minicamp tape. And then finally, right before Trey Lance's first game as the unquestioned starter in September of 22, the day before, I go visit Mike Shanahan and I'm asking him about Trey Lance, and he says, starts talking about Purdy again. He says, when you have a guy like that, he says, you don't let him out of the building. And I'm thinking, Brock Purdy? Like,
yeah,
sure.
Wow.
He's still got it, though. Got to give it to Mike.
Yeah, hey, and I got to ask you another question about while you're out there. The Christian McCaffrey, who probably was everybody in fantasy football and wondering about, hey, how's my number one overall pick? Is he ever – what's the thought on him coming back from his injury?
Yeah, well, I don't know if he passed over Miami on his way to Germany, but, you know, I'm no doctor, Joe, but it seems to me like there's a lot of cool stuff going on this continent. Never seems like a great sign when you go to a different continent anything medical. You know, apparently Germany is a little more aggressive when it comes to allowing, you know, some of the blood spinning type things and PRP, and again, not a doctor, but, you know, it could just be an attempt to push the envelope healing wise but, you know, I don't like Achilles anything, and, you know, the worry is that if he does come back, even if he's good to go, that there's a risk of it tearing at some point. I know this guy, he's gonna push really, really, really hard, right, to get back. And, you know, sometimes you're just crossing your fingers.
Hey, Michael, I did want to ask you, too. Is Kyle Shanahan close? Because he and Sean McVay have had some great games, including this last one where Sean McVay's team comes from down, way down, to come back and win the game. Are they all pretty close to this day after everything?
You know, there's a lot of pettiness, and some of them are closer than others, but there is a chapter in this book called Enemy Friends. That's a quote from Raheem Morris about Sean McVay and Kyle Shanahan. And I would say enemy first for a reason. You know, they've got to play twice a year. They became head coaches at the same time. And, you know, Kyle was the boss when they were all in Washington. He was the offensive coordinator, and they all kind of had to run to him and with their ideas and for approval. So there is that dynamic there still. You know, I would say Sean McVay and Matt LaFleur are really close. Kyle Shanahan and Raheem Morris are so close that they once got arrested together, thrown in a paddy wagon, and that was a solidarity arrest on Kyle Shanahan's part. Mike McDaniel, I think, pretty much is loved by that whole crew, and so is Raheem. But, you know, I think when they get together, it's all love because they haven't seen each other for a while. But put it this way, Sean and Kyle aren't, like, sitting there texting this week, debriefing after the game the 49ers blew in L.A. It's definitely very charged.
Hey, I want to let everybody know the Why Is Everything will be released nationally on Tuesday, October 1st, and then it can be pre-ordered now for whatever book stores that it's sold? Is it going to be at every bookstore, pretty much?
Yeah, it'll be everywhere, and you know, hoping to do something for that 49er Dolphin game closer to Christmas. But I would say, don't wait till Christmas. Go to any of my social media bios. The pre-order links are there. Amazon is obviously an easy way to do it. Or on Tuesday, anywhere you buy your books. I'm telling you, Dolphin fans or not, you're going to be stoked. There's enough dirt in there alone that I think everyone will enjoy it. I think you'll get an understanding of how football culture has really changed, because Joe had to come up in an era where not only did they not tell him why something was being run, they probably didn't know themselves. They just knew it worked for a previous coach. But Joe, like, what would have happened if you came in as an NFL rookie and you were like, hey, why do we run this play? Why do we do it this way?
That would not fly with Don Shula. No. He told you it worked. It worked with Zonka kick and Mercury and Moorfield, and it's going to work for you. So shut up and just do it. Exactly. Hey, Michael, man, it's been great being with you. I appreciate you getting up early out on the West Coast. Thank you. Golden Bears, any shot of beating UM?
Hey, you know, Joe, we always have a shot. We are the California Golden Bears. I know Mario Cristobal knows that from his days in the Pac-12, and we're going to put up a fight. You know, Cal should be coming off a win over Florida State. Not so good on the kicker and offensive line.
Oh, my gosh. We
got to
get a kicker. Oh, my gosh. There got to be a smart kicker out there somewhere. Somewhere.
Believe it or not, last year we had Mick Luckhurst's son, and I'm sure he's a great kid, but he may have inherited his kicking genes from his mom. Based on
he should have been swinging a club, man. I got you. That's funny. Michael, thanks, brother. You take care of yourself.
All right, Joe. Love you, man.